identify, can you share with us your first name?
Danica.
And what are some challenges you feel students of color might face at Cal State Fullerton?
Some challenges I feel that students of color might face at Cal State Fullerton might be that false sense of community. I know there are a lot of areas and resources and clubs on campus that do foster that sense of community, but I feel like some of which do feel like kind of hidden. Take Dirk, for instance. I spend a lot of time there at the Asian American Resource Center, but just those big glass doors make it feel very hidden to the point in which like some students of color might not even know that those resource centers even exist. I know there are a lot of clubs like VSA, PASA on campus that do foster that sense of community as well. But likewise, I feel like it's not as accessible for students, say, who commute to join said clubs because of just like given their situations. On top of that, I feel that imposter syndrome really is something that's prevalent amongst students of color at Cal State Fullerton too, because like myself, I started feeling that a lot given this semester when I realized that I'll be graduating. I feel like many students of color, like myself, are one of the only, if anything, college graduates of their families. So I feel like a lot of things like ride on us for, you know, just graduating college as is.
Great. And if you were to complete the statement, I am not, how would you complete this statement?
I would say I am not overly sensitive.
And what would be important for others to know about this?
Something that would be important for others to know about this is that sensitivity actually fosters a lot of other emotions in ourselves to the point where sensitivity is something that we should be feeling almost daily. Given the current climate of like today's society, whether it just be in the United States, where we live, our communities, and even greater, I feel like just being sensitive towards ourselves and one another could just help us like help each other out more. I feel like sensitivity is something that we've all been lacking in this climate, just given like aspects like COVID, for instance, just the rise of hate crimes. I think all of those are due to like a good lack of like sensitivity that we have for one another.
And if you were to complete the statement, I am, how would you complete this statement?
I would say I am compassionate.
And what would be important for others to know about this?
Something that would be important for others to know about this is that I feel like compassionate, likewise to sensitivity, can bring a lot of other emotions along the way. For instance, being compassionate, I feel like I am also empathetic as well as nurturing. I feel like those kind of qualities are just like key qualities that you'd want to have just like for your own daily lives as well as like to one another. Likewise, I said, sensitivity is something that we've all been lacking, whereas like empathetic as well has been something that is just like a great lack nowadays too. I feel like just being compassionate towards one another and just kind of like genuinely being there for one another too is something that seems so small, but it can be so big to others in their eyes.
And in your work as an undergraduate course assistant, you've reviewed students' research, narratives, and illustration. What has inspired or stood out to you as a result?
As a result, just being an undergrad course assistant, this has been like the most impactful semester I've had thus far. It's definitely different from just like grading, like discussion boards. I've been able to get firsthand experience of listening to other students and like just the challenges either they've seen happen in their articles or even just like them relating it back to their own lives. I feel like just getting the chance to listen to them and listening to all these podcasts here and here so far, I've been able to kind of gain a greater insight of just like how impactful being a person of color is to them, whether it be just like with the rise of hate crimes and kind of having them related back to their own life, or even just kind of that celebration of like their ethnicity. It's just something that's really like heartwarming to see happen. Especially, like I said, given this current climate, it's kind of hard to just celebrate, quote unquote, the little things that we have. But I feel like when I would hear them talk about like the rise of hate crimes, there is that sense of empathy that is growing in them that I noticed that kind of like then fosters that empathy in me as well, to where like I might not be their ethnicity, but I can relate to them because either I've been through that or just like I stand with you. I want to be there for you in any way that I can be.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.